Obvious Adams, A Story of a Successful Businessman, by Robert Hart Updegraff. Alone, man sat at a table by a window in the Dickens Room of the Tip Top Inn, Chicago. He had finished his dinner and was apparently waiting for his black coffee to be served. Two men entered and were shown to a table nearby. Presently one of them glanced at the man by the window. "See that man over there?" he whispered to his companion. "Yes," said the latter, looking disinterestedly in the direction indicated. "Well, that is Obvious Adams. Is that so?" And he almost turned in his chair this time to get a good look at the most talked of man in the advertising business. "Ordinary looking man, isn't he?" "Yes, to look at him you would never think he was a famous Obvious Adams of the biggest advertising agency in New York. And to tell the truth, I can't see why he is such a little tin god in the business world. I've heard him speak two or three times at the Adweek meetings, but he never said anything that we didn't know already. He seems to have a lot of people buffaloed, though. I confess he was a disappointment to me. It is funny, but that is the way most outsiders talk about Adams, and yet this same Adams has been an important factor in the success of more well-known businesses than perhaps any other one man." Even at this moment, while the two men were talking about him, he was making business history. He had turned the menu card face down and was drawing lines and making notes on the back. To anyone looking over his shoulder the result of his work would have been meaningless, but it seemed to please Adams, for he nodded his head earnestly to himself and put the menu into his pocket as the obsequious waiter came to help him into his overcoat. Half an hour later a telephone bell jingled in the library of his sumptuous home in Iowa City. It rang a second time before the man lounging in the big mahogany chair in front of the fireplace arose and picked up the receiver. "Hello," he snapped, and he scowled at the intrusion. "Hello. Hello. Oh, it's you, Mr. Adams. I didn't expect to hear from you so soon. Where are you?"
"Chicago."
"You've got a plan?"
"You have?"
"Well, I've just been sitting here thinking about it myself, and I've chewed three cigars to a pulp trying to figure out what we ought to do about it." Then silence in the sumptuous library. Then a series of what sounded like approving grunts.